Joseph Ellison Timaan Vale. Book 2, Chapter 4, of the Ecclesiastical History of England by the Venerable Bede. Laurentius succeeded Augustine and Obispharic, having been ordained thereto by the later in his lifetime, lest upon his death the church, as yet in so unsettled a state, might begin to falter, if it should be destitute of a pastor, though but for 1 hour, wherein he also followed the example of the first pastor of the church, that is, of the most blessed Peter, chief of the apostles, who, having founded the Church of Christ at Rome, is said to have consecrated Clement to help him in preaching the gospel, and at the same time to be his successor. Laurentius, being advanced to the rank of archbishop, labored indefatigably, both by frequent words of holy exhortation and constant example of good works, to strengthen the foundations of the church, which had been so nobly laid, and to carry it on to the fitting height of perfection. In short, he not only took charge of the new church formed among the English, but endeavored also to bestow his pastoral care upon the tribes of the ancient inhabitants of Britain, as also of the Scots, who inhabit the island of Ireland, which is next to Britain. For when he understood that the life and profession of the Scots in their aforesaid country, as well as of the Britons in Britain, was not truly in accordance with the practice of the church in many matters, especially that they did not celebrate the festival of Easter at the due time, but thought that the day of the resurrection of our Lord ought, as has been said above, to be observed between the 14th and 20th of the moon, he wrote, jointly with his fellow bishops, a hortatory epistle, entreating and conjuring them to keep the unity of peace and the Catholic observance with the Church of Christ spread throughout the world, the beginning of which epistle is as follows. To our most dear brethren, the Lord's bishop and abbots throughout all the country of the Scots, Laurentius, Meletus, and Justus, bishops, servants of the servants of God, when the apostolic see, according to the universal custom, which it has followed elsewhere, sent us to these western parts to preach to pagan nations, and it was our lot to come into this island, which is called Britain, before we knew them, we held both the Britons and the Scots in great esteem for sanctity, believing that they walked according to the custom of the universal church. But becoming acquainted with the Britons, we thought that the Scots had been better. Now we have learnt from Bishop Dagan, who came into this aforesaid island, and the Abbot Columban, note, the most famous of the great Irish missionaries, who labored on the continent. He was born in Leinster about 540, went to Gaul about 574, founded 3 monasteries, Anigray, Luxeuil, and Fontaine, worked for 20 years among the Franks and Burgundians, afterwards among the Suevi and Alemanni, and finally in Italy, where he founded a monastery at Bobbio, and died there in 615. He was a vigorous supporter of the Celtic usages and an active opponent of Arianism. He instituted a monastic rule of great severity. In Gaul, that the Scots in no way differ from the Britons in their walk. For when Bishop Dagan came to us, not only did he refuse to eat at the same table, but even to eat in the same house where we were entertained. Also Laurentius, with his fellow bishops, wrote a letter to the bishops of the Britons, suitable to his degree, by which he endeavored to confirm them in Catholic unity. But what he gained by so doing, the present times still show. About this time, Meletus, Bishop of London, went to Rome to confer with the apostolic Pope Boniface about the necessary affairs of the English Church, and the same most reverend Pope, assembling a synod of the bishops of Italy, to prescribe rules for the life and peace of the monks, Meletus also sat among them, in the 8th year of the reign of the Emperor Phocas, the 13th Inclixion, on the 27th of February, to the end that he also might sign and confirm, by his authority, whatsoever should be regularly decreed and on his return into Britain might carry the decrees to the churches of the English, to be committed to them and observed, together with letters which the same Pope sent to the beloved of God, Archbishop Laurentius, and to all the clergy, as likewise to King Ethelbert and the English nation. This Pope was Boniface, the fourth after the blessed Gregory, Bishop of the city of Rome. He obtained for the Church of Christ from the Emperor Phocas the gift of the temple at Rome, called by the ancients Pantheon, as representing all the gods, wherein he, having purified it from all defilement, dedicated a church to the Holy Mother of God, and to all Christ's martyrs, to the end that, the company of devils being expelled, the blessed company of the saints might have therein a perpetual memorial. End of chapter 4 of the Ecclesiastical History of England by Venerable Bede.